Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and you are listening to the Down and Dirty Podcast, aka the Double D's of Dating. This is a podcast for navigating the ins and outs of modern midlife dating. Here, we will discuss the challenges that men and women face in today's dating world. Like many industries, this one is forever changing, and I believe this platform will help those who need or want it. Today, it is the best time to take control of your desired outcome. Whether it is a marriage, significant other, life partner, or just to gain the confidence in dating once again. Every other week, we will dive in and talk about different viewpoints that seem to be challenges in today's dating arena. So let's get into today's episode. Welcome to another episode of Talk Dirty to Me. As always, I am your host, Celeste Moore. And thanks again for jumping on and listening. I hope that you get some great information from the questions that I am about to answer. So let's get started. The first question is from Vince, and he wants to know, what questions should you ask your partner before getting engaged slash married? Well, Vince, I'm going to give you like the top 10, but there are so many depending on your values, beliefs, and your life goals. And I would really, really sit down with yourself and get really crystal clear on what you want your life to look like when you're married. You're going to have to go through every good and difficult scenario. And I think that is going to be your best bet. But with that in mind, I'm going to give you what I think are at least my top 10, or everybody should have this conversation. Number one, if you do not have children, do you want children? If so, how many? And if you already have kids, how do you plan on blending the families? You know, if they're young, who lives with who and how much and so on and so forth, depending on the arrangements with the other parent. So that's a really big one. I know that personally, I have a daughter, but that was not a situation for me because she's with me 24/7. I am the sole parent in her life, but a lot of people aren't. Okay, moving forward to the next answer, I would say make sure and ask if they would ever relocate for you or for a job, right? Maybe you guys don't live in the same city, or even if you do, what if you were getting a job in San Francisco and you're person that you plan on marrying is just hard set on staying in, let's say, Dallas. So that's a big one. That could be a deal breaker. What type of marriage do you both want, or does this person want? Are you guys very traditional? What are your beliefs with, you know, how you plan on raising a family, or how your family's raised you? Is that how you want to have your marriage? Do you want an open marriage? Do you want a very modern marriage? And that could look like many things. Maybe the dad stays at home and the woman works. Like, it's, you know, today there's so many options, but you need to, again, get crystal clear on what that looks like for you and make sure that the person that you plan on marrying also has the same views. Otherwise, it will not work. I would ask also, if you guys are the same religion, even, what does that look like celebrating holidays? Do you celebrate holidays with your in-laws? Do you celebrate the holidays with yourself? Or does it, you know, fluctuate? Just make sure that that person isn't dead set on like, oh, we have to celebrate Christmas with my family. And you're like, well, what? I want to celebrate it with my family, so on and so forth. So you're going to really have to either compromise. Also, you could be different religions, you know, Judaism, you could be Hindu, or, you know, it just depends. And if you guys are okay with being different religions, and that's works out in many cases, like, do you celebrate both holidays? So again, getting crystal clear with those things. And if there's children involved, if you are a different religion, how do you raise them? Do you raise them with both religions? Because it could be confusing. So maybe you choose one. There's also the money questions, right? These are some really big deal breakers, and these are really big issues that married people have. So I would be, do we have separate accounts? Do we have the same account? Maybe we have one that pays bills, but we keep this money for XYZ. Who contributes what? Who pays the bills? The actual bills. Like, some wives just pay the bills and the husbands just bring in the money. So, but that's very traditional. So that's not always the case. So make sure you have those questions prior so that when, you know, you're married and you have this question and there's this huge blowout, that, you know, you're just saving yourself from a lot of heartache and headache. Also, who plans on paying for this wedding / also honeymoon? You know, is this a second marriage? Do you want it simple? So on and so forth. But who's paying? What type of wedding do you want? Big, small? Is it a destination? Do you get married in a church or a synagogue? Make sure that those things are figured out, because those can really, those are one of the biggest stressors in life, is definitely getting married. And so if you can get all of these things ironed out and worked out, that'd be fabulous. You know, is everything going to be in alignment with each other? Probably not, but save yourself the headache. Like I said, make sure your beliefs and your values and your life goals are in alignment, because honestly, there are so many other things that you don't have to be in alignment with, such as hobbies, such as other things in your life. You know, you can also make sure you are your own person going into this marriage. So keep that in mind. But those three things are the biggest reason why marriages don't work. Also, make sure that you are on the same page with communication. If you don't communicate the same, that's okay. But understand that your person has a different way of communicating, and make sure you respect each other and you hear each other and you're really listening to each other, and find ways to make that work. Because communication, trust, respect, understanding, being on the same wavelength, the same goals with each other, and the same ideals for your marriage are very, very important. They're fundamental to a healthy relationship. Okay, so I hope that answered some of your questions, Vince. There are so many, many more, and I would love to help if I can. I'm going to move on to the second person. Joe has asked, what are some unique ways to keep dating and keep things flirty when I'm in a long-term relationship? Again, I'm going to go with 10, but there's so many ways that you can make this, you know, fun and flirty and romantic, and so many, so many avenues. So my top 10, try some new hobbies together that may spark some fun. You know, be a little adventurous. I think what happens when you're in a long-term relationship, and this is just life in general, is that you get on the same, you know, hamster wheel, if you will, of life and goals and work and taking care of, you know, the home and whatnot, and if you have children. So go out and make it a habit. Like, do it once a month. Try something new. Take a salsa class. Do stand-up paddleboarding. Where do you live and what's around you? You know, try to take advantage of doing something outdoors. This also kind of, not only do you have fun, but it creates some kind of mindfulness. And leave the phones at home for an hour and just really, like, be together and find some new things out about each other. Number two, I would say do something together that makes you laugh and feel fun again. So I'm just going to use this as an example. When I was young, I used to go to a skating rink on the weekends, and it was so much fun. So I don't know if that's what you're doing, or go to a theme park and ride roller coaster rides, and do something that really brings back this fun childhood, you know, memory that you can do together. Because when you bring back fun, happy, those really create some fun memories for you guys moving forward. Like, even go to the boardwalk and get ice cream, or, you know, it depends where you live, but that's another idea. Another way is to sext all day and tease each other until you see each other, like after you have dinner, and then ravage each other. You know, that's super fun. Like, sexting can be super fun. Little flirty texts back and forth all day. Maybe send a hot picture of, like, ideas, that stuff that you want to try, or just, like, you know, get really sexy with that and get creative. Another idea is to play a sex board game, or like a trivia card game. They have all sorts of fun things nowadays that you can kind of ask each other questions and spice that up. Play truth or dare, play sexy role play, or dress up. That's always fun. or it can be. I mean, like I said, these are just some ideas. Something might ring a bell for you, and maybe you actually think it would never be a sexy thing, and then you try it, and you know what? That was kind of hot. Watch a porno together. Watch something that you both find, you know, hot and sexy, and then, you know, of course, have hot sex after. Let's see. Give each other massages. You know, get creative. You can use like a tickle massage. You can get a very like sensual hot oil massage that you can rub on each other. There's even oils that you can, that are edible, or like chocolates that you can put on the body. Get fun and exciting, and, you know, do a little tease and lick, and, you know, that's always super fun. See if you would like to go to a strip club or a burlesque show and, you know, kind of get teased and get excited, and then go home and, like, you know, just try something new, try a different position to have sex in. Have sex somewhere else. Like, maybe home is boring in the same bed, something you don't want it to get, you know, old and boring. So try something new. Plan weekly dates that are different from each other. So maybe one week it's an adventure. Maybe the second week's like a fun dinner place. Maybe it's like a day thing where you go and take a day trip to go hiking somewhere, or just, there's so many ways to get creative. The last thing I would say is practice foreplay. And I would even say take it to the point where all you do is foreplay and you actually don't have intercourse. Maybe you try different ways to get each other off, or don't even get each other off, but just really, really create this hot tension between you two. So there's so many ways that you can get hot and flirty. There's so many ideas to create that spark. I have many, many more. So again, if you need any help, just go ahead and DM me or send me a message. The last question we have today is from Mike, and he is asking, how do I ask out and impress a hyper-independent woman? So I don't know if I have to explain this, but a hyper-independent woman is someone that is extremely independent. Maybe it's situational, and or maybe it's just for her job and her lifestyle, meaning that she's always doing things for herself and for her life. So I would say asking a woman out that is hyper independent can be uncomfortable if you're not familiar being around that type of woman. But I want you to know, you can't go into this asking her out and being uncomfortable, because these type of ladies will respond best to confidence. Trust me. The more sure you are and polite as a gentleman, the more you are, she will be interested. So she definitely wants that confident man that knows what he wants, and that's being her. So when you're going after her, make it a goal that no matter what, that eventually you guys will be going on a date. So hyper-focus on getting her attention. So maybe that's, you know, sending her flowers or a small romantic gesture would be nice. If you work with her, just for example, you know, I would do these things on a continuous basis until she says yes. Plan the date though, right? Plan like, okay, is Saturday or Sunday better for you? And then give her the option, give her two options. And then you know what? You make the date, you figure out when and where, because she doesn't always want to be doing things. She needs to like sit back and relax and enjoy. So just find a way to get creative to ask her out. Like, I would love to take you out for an hour or two and get to know you better. You are intriguing. So again, you want to make her relax and forget about her responsibilities by doing the planning. It would be nice to maybe plan a spa day for her to feel pampered and be able to relax. This will allow her to step into her femininity, right? So allow her to like take off the guard, the shield, the everyday bullshit that she has to do. The only difference is that time is very valuable to these type of women. So make sure that it is spent wisely and be prepared. She will appreciate it. And trust me, she will be very happy and will love to date you. So I hope that helps. Again, I love all of your questions, and I hope that I am answering them and you're getting some good feedback, and please send them in. I have my form on Instagram, on my link tree, and I want to hear from you. Keep this going because I love it. So I hope everybody has an amazing day. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Come and hang out with me on Instagram at Celeste Moore Image. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode because I always love hearing from you all. You can find all the links and resources in the show notes of the episode on my website, celestemoore.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode. See you next time, friends.